Alrighty, so let's dive in. What I'm about to say just might shock you. It's probably going to cook your noodle, and that's a good thing. So let's dive in. There are three tools in the Neville Goddard toolbox that we keep teaching, and those are revision, congratulatory conversations, and I remember when. One works on the past, one works on the present, one works on the future. That's one way to look at it. But I'm going to tell you, my favorite one of those is Neville's favorite one of those. And that's revision. And I want to tell you what Neville said right here. Neville says, if I'd never said another word, and you heard it and believed it, and really used it, this would be the planting that would spread from us here that tomorrow could not undo. That's a lot. But Neville's talking about revision when he says that. Let's just know the first tiny little bit. If I never said another word, and you heard it, and believed it, and really used it. Neville's talking about revision there, and that's what we're going to dive into today real quick. So, the outer world is a delayed reflection of the inner. And what Neville teaches about revision is that it literally changes the past. Now listen to this quote. It replaces what occurred in the outer world with the revised version. The revised scene then gives off its effect by going forth to change future events. Now, a lot of people sit back and they try to wrap their head around this for about 10 years instead of just doing it. Here's the thing. I'm swimming now, by the way. I joined swim club earlier this week. And I learned how to swim as a teenager. And all those lessons are coming back to me. It's fun being a swimmer. But I can tell you, you can watch swimming videos, you can talk about the health benefits of swimming, you can even debate whether or not human beings should be in the water. But I gotta tell you, until you swim, you're not gonna understand it, experience it, or be able to talk with authority about it. So I want you to dive into it. So, how do you do that? Neville says, as you review your day, here's one way. Okay, we've talked about a couple ways of doing this in Manifesting Mastery. We really explore it in Revision to the Max. Yes, those are your crash commercials today. That means I got to put up a link to Revision to the Max on the podcast page. Or not. Anyway, as you review your day, it is important to revise each negative reaction so that you can remember it as you wished had happened rather than storing it as a memory as it did occur. Now here's the goal, guys. Ready? What you think of with feeling or emotion is an actual fact. Whoa. Right? Get that. What you think of with feeling or emotion is an actual fact. A lot of people go, well, you know what you did last week, or you know what happened to me when I was 12. They're thinking, okay, with feeling or emotion. And that's a fact that drives their lives. It doesn't matter what happened to you when you were 12. What matters is what are you thinking of with feeling or emotion. Have some fun with that one. So, meanwhile, back at the ranch, here's what I want you to do. If you want more on this, we do offer Revision to the Max and a really cool video on revision. If you go to EasyManifestingMethods.com, sign up for those 7 videos. And on day 6, we make a special offer to get Revision to the Max for just $7. If you can't figure that out, just email me. But here's the thing. I want you to nail this. Because, remember, Neville said if this was the only thing. Let me just get this right. If I never said another word, and you heard it and believed it. It sounds to me like he feels pretty strongly about this. By the way, with revision, that's how, in Manifesting Mastery, Victoria and I got to go on the tour that was closed out, right? We got there and there were no tickets. I revised what the girl was saying to me as she said it. And, well, no, I'm sorry. I revised what I heard the boss tell the worker. The boss says, there's no more tickets. Okay, I revised that. When we got up there, I imagined them telling us, have fun on the tour. I've revised irreparable injuries to my body, diseases, doctor-diagnosed conditions. You can have so much fun with this. So dive in and have fun.